38. Testing, testing. Now, does anybody hear me now? Anybody hear me now? Somebody let me know that I'm getting out, because I don't have a way to monitor it. And we'll see if this works at all. Hello, hello. Testing, testing. So let me know how this works, and well, right along, this is a big surprise. Stand by, just stand by, and we'll see what's going on here with my information. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing, testing. Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3, testing. Well, I'm not getting out at all. Doesn't look like. Testing 1, 2, 3. Everybody stay and wait till I get loud and clear. Okay, I'm talked about being loud and clear now. I had to make do. I had to improvise. So I'm not quite sure what happened to my equipment. But I got a, I got a red flashing light. What does that mean? Okay. You know, it's interesting how these things work. That you can, so I'm not quite sure what happened. Oh, yeah, we are getting out. Okay. I got a red flashing light. What does that mean? It does work. We are getting out. All right, family, welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program. I had a little bit of a snafu here, apparently, with my equipment that I'll have to figure out a little later. But it seems now that I'm finally getting out. And so I had to sort of improvise very quickly with another method of doing this. And so, today, I got some very important news to pass on to you. Some very important news. Significant, very significant indeed. That's going on today. And to set you all up with the actual truth of what's going on. Because they are really, really turning up the heat in Oklahoma. And the military, I'll talk about that as well. They're pulling something, family. Y'all be watchful. Israel is giving away Mount Zion to the Vatican. Now, I got some information about that that goes back a good ways. We'll talk about that as well. Some background on that. I'm sure hoping this equipment hasn't went awry on me, because that means... well, actually, it doesn't matter. If I'm getting it right now with my improvised system here, then what do I need all this equipment for, then? How about that? Put together with paper clips and glue and something else. That seems to be working, despite all this fancy equipment I've got. We'll get by anyway. So, everybody just hang in there just a second. Be patient with me just a little bit till I figure out what's actually going on. But I think, aha. So, I got that solved. The red flashing button is off. And so, let's see how this works. Testing, 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 testing. Testing, testing. Well, now that might be working now. Okay, so let's see how this works. Stand by and just be patient, please. So, I think we have the right... I'm getting pretty good at this stuff because I didn't know about all this stuff before. Testing, testing. Oh, well, look at there. I fixed it. What about that? I don't think IBM would give me a job, but I solved the problem. I fixed the problem. And I don't know anything about electronics, but I guess I'm learning how. In quick fashion because it's improvised. Testing, testing. We good now? Can y'all hear me? And family, welcome. I do think we're finally online. I got back to my original equipment, found the problem, fixed that sucker, And we're back. Houston, we're back on track. Family, some interesting things are happening in this world today here in just the past couple weeks. They're saying nowadays, someone just told me, if the public doesn't want European Union expansion, we do it anyway. You know, and they're going to focus on the Balkans because that's a drawing line. I've told these people since, of course, if it matters, since 2001 when I was in Kosovo, that the Balkans was going to be a drawing line between Russia, China, and NATO for a fake World War III. Notice I said the word fake one. Because they got to have some kind of chaos to bring on the actual first seal of the real Antichrist. They got to have some kind of reason that people will accept them. So family, we're about there. And now you're going to hear some feedback here in a minute because I got to see if I'm getting out. Oh man. Okay, so why do I sound like I'm in the bathroom? I'm not in the bathroom. Trust me, I'm not in the bathroom. How come I sound like that? Now I got to look at the problem. Why would it do that? So anyway. Testing. Bear with me here a minute. Okay, testing. So I have to go back to my other system. All right, let's try this one. Is this better? Testing. Let's see how that sounds. Testing. Bear with me, and we'll break loose here in a minute. Oh, yeah. There's no question about that.
Let's see how that sounds. Testing.
All right, we're better.
Bear with me, and we'll break loose here in a minute.
All right. So we got that idea. I just learned a few things here. I got to figure out now why my other system, this most important, bigger system, is acting a fool. And my improvised system is doing better. Go figure, anyway. So I'll figure that out tonight. Family, y'all better buckle up. I'm telling you right now, they're sneaking up on a lot of people. Now, those of you still with me right now, you know where we're going from. We know where we're coming from. We know where we're going. Well, it's getting closer. And they're getting ready to pull a real sneaky on us all. I may just stay with this system I've got. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast. And we're going to talk about a lot of things today. You know, some of these things, these snafus I get in this electronics, kind of breaks my stride, you know. So I got to regroup sometimes and get back on track. Sometimes you wonder why things change like that, electronics. You know, a lot of things that happen in our lives today, physical problems, family troubles. You know, some of you may or may not like this, and the ones I see sticking around, you already heard me say this. A lot of what's going on around us, it is based on supernatural intervention. And what the outside people don't know is almost everything going on around them is based on the supernatural influence of mankind. Individually, countries, families, I mean every individual. If there's 4 billion people, all 4 billion people are going to be influenced by the supernatural forces. So you can imagine that those who don't believe in the supernatural, how confused they're going to be about why certain things are done, why people in their family are acting weird, why some mother stabs her children or tries to drive the car into the beach to drown them. You know, these things like this, why a 14-year-old stabs his grandmother like 25 or 30 times. You know, they attribute it to drugs, but the drugs, they stop there. The drugs open up portals for demonic possession. So, in comes, ergo, psychologists with more pills or their diagnoses, which is not worth 2 cents, literally. And psychology, philosophy, was designed to explain away the supernatural forces. Now, those of you that are astute, that understand what I'm talking about, will, not to rehash the words, but will understand what I'm talking about. And this is the rule, not the exception. So, take yourself to those like Hawkins and those who have superintelligence, and they're trying to explain away the universe using, even with their so-called genius, using secular methods and science and all that. It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. So they're always going to have what's called a theory that keeps changing. That's why they call it a theory, because the darn thing keeps changing on them. Somebody else comes along and has a completely different theory. Notice they have theories. Humans have theories. The Bible has fact. Oh, I know. They'll come up and say, well, man wrote the Bible, so it's back to theory. Nope. That's where they're wrong. The King James Bible was inspired by God to Moses. That's the Old Testament, the Masoretic Texts, 5 books of the Old Testament. God himself talking to Moses. 613 instructions summarized on tablets of stone. 10 Commandments summarizes 613 instructions and of the law. Very harsh law. And then comes along Jesus. And in between are the prophets of the Old Testament, as inspired by God, to write as they were moved by the Spirit of God. Jesus comes along. Disciples following him around. Jesus didn't say, sorry, I have to leave you for an hour to write my memoirs. Notice that. Jesus didn't write a thing. How about that? It's written by other people that he chose. All of them of which were the most less likely. Shouldn't he have gotten those in the synagogue, the religious leaders? No. He got the least likely, and he upturned the synagogue, the churches, the synagogue. It's what exactly is going on today. The churches are the last places you want to be, literally. Which ones? Every single one of them. All of them, from Baptist to Presbyterian to Methodist. Now, there's one part of it, is that maybe you're put there as you have the courage to speak out against these corrupted Bibles, to answer questions while you're there worshiping with fellow Christians. That when you see someone with a New King James Bible or a New American Standard Bible or an NIV, you might just say, you know, this King James. So you're helping people in the congregation. Problem with that is you got these Jesuit-trained preachers out there, Masonic preachers, that when they hear about it, they run you out. Oh, that's frequent. That's frequent. That's a rule, actually. Because you got Jesuits that they copy-paste and train as Baptist ministers, Presbyterian, Methodist, Moravian, you name it. They got them in the military. They got them in every discipline. A Jesuit. And Jesuits are murderers. Literally. Their oath requires them to be able to murder people and deceive and lie. If they're a Jesuit, they're a liar and a murderer. The most evil you can only fathom in your worst nightmare are trained in Jesuit school. Look at their oath. Do it right now. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, have a very similar oath to God, to murder and lie, to poison and kill, deceive, cause wars. And yet, it doesn't bother them? Smells to me like reprobate mind is in order. And that's what happens. The point is, God touches hearts and souls of those he knows are going to have the courage to speak out. And Alberto Rivera was one. Another Illuminati, bloodline, Bill Cooper, was another. Who came out with a true word. That you don't hang on to a crucifix or some silly statue of Mary. You got to be kidding me. Or some set of beads that you pray to. That means nothing. Saw a video of where they found this Madonna, something another, Madonna in water, deep water or something, and she's there and everybody's scuba diving around her. And swimming up to the statue, it looks like 10 feet, 8 feet tall, like 30, 40, 50, 100 foot down, whatever it is, in the water. And they're kissing the statue. They're swimming up to it like frogs, and then kissing it and moving away and all swarming around it. Family. Not to be too facetious, but I'm very amazed that the water didn't heat up around them. Family, that's heresy. Unbelievable. And we sometimes worship the preacher, the pastor, the pope, the priest, the rabbi. Where's Jesus in all this? We hung on to books that are clearly corrupted, missing verses, and fight for them. Argue about it when clearly the verses are gone out of them except for the King James. I mean, how do you argue? I've not understand that. You show them, look, the verse is not there. There are 17 of them gone, not even renumbered. And they look at you with a blank look, and it's like it doesn't even register. I've only had a handful of people say, oh, you know, I took that 17 verses and I saw that it's missing. I never knew that. I've been studying the Bible, they said, for 10 years, blah, 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 blah. I never noticed that. I'm like, okay. So I went and bought me a King James, they say. I've only had a handful of people really do that. Most everybody just gets mad at you. Don't want to hear it. Who are you to judge? I mean, like all this stuff, you know. It's like, well, how do you explain the missing verses? And the preachers I've tried to nail down with it, they avoid the answer. They never answer it. And they get all mad at you, which is fine with me. But I've had two of them walk out on me, man, in a counseling session. I said, well, Pastor, the verses are missing. I mean, how do you justify that? Well, you know, Tom, hello, anybody home? And you sit there and blink your eyes like, don't you even know what I'm saying? I don't have to be a theologian to figure this out. I could sit here and just shake my head. What's SMH or SM, whatever it is. And wonder, what are they thinking? Isn't there a country music song about that? Anyway. Build it and they will come. I'm going to talk about some scenarios today. There I go, being ambitious once again. Let's get started. Because we're upon the preface of something coming. And you all get ready spiritually for anything in the future to be sprung upon you. Not to be dramatic, but something in the woods. And this doesn't have me nervous, it just has me watchful, and I'm concerned about other people that, especially those Christians that think they trust in the churches. Good luck. Lord, we thank you today that we can come together for our network. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity we have that we can share among each other to use Satan's methods against him. That, Lord, that through you and your Holy Spirit, we can still share the gospel in this world where Satan is prince of the world, but, Father, he's not king. We know, Father, you tell your prophets and your elect and others that what's going to happen before it happens. Father, you lead us in that direction. You bring the word out to those with ears to hear, and then have the courage to speak out against that what's going on. But Father, we need your protection. We know, Father, you'll not put upon us any more than what we can handle. But Lord, I tell you, sometimes, Lord, you push it to the limit. But Father, we're there. We'll hang in there, Lord, and we pray that you give us the courage and the knowledge and the wisdom to continue on. And Lord, to give us that conviction when we fall away and trail apart, that Father, you'll put us back on track with that conviction that will cause us to repent. And then to take away as much as you can, Lord, of that sin, of that drive that moves us away from the straight and narrow. That Father, you can use us in your service. Lord, we pray for our family members that, Father, have not reached there, that, Father, we know the heart is searching, but, Lord, we need you to open up those divine appointments, the opportunities that we have to witness to family members, working outward to friends, acquaintances. We know, Father, you put before us trials and these tribulations, and send those that in need to test our strength and to test our honesty. Father, we also know that you send those angels unawares, that sometimes there's angels you send to us that are in physical bodies, that, Lord, to test us to see if we really do what we say we will. Father, to give us that discernment and wisdom to see through these tests and be able to fulfill them. Lord, we pray for our family members for healing, opportunities of being able to witness and to soften their hearts, Lord, when the time comes. Lord, we pray for the veterans that's returning. That, Father, we know they're being targeted. Father, to take away those spells, to take away these effects of the psychotropic drugs. Lord, reduce their to bring back, Father, their ability to forgive themselves. And the only way through that, Father, is through divine appointments. And maybe many of them, Lord, but Father, you know the hearts. You know the ones that you're calling to you. Father, we pray for the children that's being profiled, kidnapped, and used for these satanic sacrifices and for purposes of the Illuminati, Father, that you render them null and void. And Lord, you find ways for them to escape from his clutches, or Lord, you bring them home from their situations. As Father, while we pray against this witchcraft that's pervading in our culture today and always has, Father, we pray against it. And that's why, Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father, we plead that precious, uncorruptible body of Jesus over ourselves, over myself, over our families, and everything that belongs to us, Lord. And we ask you, Lord, for these giant warrior angels put in the full armor of God and those to be loosed from heaven to surround and protect us. And as your war club and weapons of war, we ask you, Lord, to break down, undam, and blow up all the walls of protection around all witches, warlocks, wizards, Satanists, and all the like. And Father, we ask the Holy Spirit to break down the power of all the curses, hexes, these vexes, spells, charms, the fetishes, the psychic prayers, the psychic thoughts, and all witchcraft, the sorcery, the magic, the voodoo, all mind control, the jinxes and potions, bewitchments, the death and destruction that they're causing, the sickness and pain, the torment, the psychic power, the psychic warfare, the prayer chains be broken up, and everything else being sent in my way or a family member's way, we ask the Holy Spirit to return it and the demons to the senders and back to them right now, and Lord, back to them sevenfold. We ask you, Lord, to bind it to them by the blood of Jesus. And Father, we pray that these lost souls, that they'll find the light of your Son, Jesus, and that their own snares and their own traps have been set against themselves. And in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you, Father, to loose them from all the mind control of Satan. And Father, we also ask that you bind the Holy Spirit to their hearts as a guide to your Son, Jesus, so that they may be set free from the bondages of Satan. Father, we pray on that belt of truth, that you are our wisdom, our counselor, our hope and strength. You're everything we need each day. And remind us, Lord, to speak the truth always. Convict us if we fall away and even say at least even one deception. We pray on, take up the breastplate of righteousness to show us any sin that we may need to confess right now, so that nothing will hinder us from being filled with the overflowing of your Spirit. We put on the sandals of peace, that, Lord, we thank you for the peace you give us when we trust and follow you, and show us how to help others to find that peace. To take up the shield of faith, we thank you for helping us have faith in you, and to keep our faith strong. Convict us when we start to lose that faith, and keep those away that wants to pull it away. And we put on the helmet of salvation, of your promises for our salvation, both for today's battles and all eternity. And Father, we take up in our hands the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty Word of God contained in the King James Bible. We thank you, Father, for these scriptures that you've given us to memorize, to study. And show us, Lord, how to cut through the deceptions and gain your victory in any battle. We pray, Father, for those that need healing that we've been asked to bring up to you, Lord. Those with cancers and those that family members with the minds that have gone. The Father, that you'll find a way to start bringing them back so that repentance, so that the divine appointments can be used and bring families together. Soften the hearts of those who have vendettas and those who have unforgiveness, that, Lord, they'll learn to forgive and be patient to bring families together now. And these things we pray. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Family, there's no telling when the paradigm is going to hit. What do I mean by paradigm? The change in your daily routine to where the public will become knowledgeable on a first-hand basis of this new world order we've been talking about all along. There are churches out there that are speaking of the Illuminati. I met someone last night when I went to a I've lived here 3 years. I still can't get it right. Waffle shop or Waffle House or whatever it is. I've been going there, and they all know me by first name anyway. I just never can get it straight. Go figure. Anyway, and he had a veteran's cap on. He's about maybe in his 30s. Veteran of Afghanistan cap, you know, where some of them say Vietnam and some say Korean, whatever. And he comes in about 11 or 12 last night. I keep late hours. And I struck up a conversation. Family, allegedly, they had a march on D.C. on the 1st of May. Now, I can't find anything in the news on this. And it was a massive march. There's no YouTube on it. There's no front and page news. There's no breaking nothing. There's no fights, no tasering, no New World Order, this, that, and the other in D.C. What in the world? You know, was you know what? He just did nothing and lied to me. And yet, he said it was a massive march in D.C. on the 1st of May. We, you know, Colonel Potter or Raleigh or whatever. So what happened? You know, does anybody know? I mean, really, they should be front page news, or at least somewhere there on the front page. And a million veterans marched, or 100,000, 10,000, ah, heck, 2,000, whatever, marched down D.C. Not a word, man, nothing. Hard to find. What happened? Did they march, or did they have a little token? It's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. When you had the Million Mexican March, or the Minorities March, or you had KKK had like 8 people one day march, and it was in the news. So what in the world is going on? They want to keep it low key. Now, they got something else happening the 16th of May. Between the 14th and 16th. You know, something's going down. I don't know what it is, and who knows, but... And this thing is all built up about marching, is all YouTube, this, that, and the other, about a march in D.C. the 1st of May. Now, I explained yesterday that the 1st of May is the anniversary, not only the birthday of Adam Weishaupt, but it's the anniversary of the very Illuminati plan of Satan that we're dealing with today. The anniversary was yesterday. Now, the disasters leading up to that opened up portals. The fires in California, the water in Alabama and Florida. See, in the atmosphere, they got HAARP hammering it with technology. Ionosphere heaters opened up portals. Now, I know that some of y'all may be new. You're saying, what in the world is he talking about? Well, you know, it's hard to go into it right now, but if you're new here, just hang in there. But the atmosphere, the upper level of the earth, that we're in the first heaven, is the earth. Within the atmosphere and the surface of the earth is the first heaven. It's in the Bible. The second heaven is outside the Van Allen belt. It's in the, it's the universe, it's the stars, the planets, and all that. You see. And that's the second heaven. That's the supernatural realm. Where the Satan, the high-level fallen angels, and 7 principalities exist within different dimensions of the second heaven. And in the Bible, it's alluded to, but in the Bible, the third heaven is mentioned as that where God resides outside of everything. So it's like an onion going from third heaven to the second, which is your known physical universe, and to the first heaven, which is earth. Now that's covered in the Bible. Different dimensions. You cannot see. You cannot see the beings in the second heaven until they manifest in the physical flesh of a body down here. Or if you have, in some of your family or yourself, worked with the tarot cards or the Ouija board, or you've been dwelled in some way with these symbols and signals and so forth, the Freemasonry, taking the blood oath, some way that you've opened up a portal that you're able to see these beings, or in some cases, God gives certain Christians a gift to be able to see the spirits. Not everybody can do this. There's a mixture there. Then you're going to see what's called the shadow people, the old man, these grays they talk about with the big old eyes and the goofball watermelon heads. Family, these are prefabricated bodies. That's where the cow mutilations come from. And to prefab bodies that the demons can take possession of in the deep underground military bases. But in the name of Jesus, not Yeshua, not Jeshua, not Yahweh, but the name of Jesus, who's the incarnation of the God Jehovah. Elihe Ahelihe, I am that I am. That's the real God. Not Yahweh. Not Yeshua. Not Jeshua. And that's coming up often now. to try to change the name of Jesus to that Yeshua. Family, don't be fooled by this. Don't be fooled by this. Because the one named Sananda Emmanuel, look it up. If these things you don't know, please look them up. Don't just poo-poo it off. Look it up. Challenge what I say. Don't take what I say as gospel, no pun intended, but you challenge it. Doggone it, you challenge everybody that tells you something that's on a TV or a radio or some politician. Challenge it, man. Go after it. Including me, you see. Now, the only one, the one you can trust 100% is Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And he is not the one we think of the picture in the photo. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed is not him. Look up Sananda Emmanuel. We've been fooled all of our lives. The real Jesus Christ of Nazareth has bronze dark skin and hair like wool. That's important to know because the one you're going to see in disclosure is going to be the one that we think is Jesus. He's going to call himself Yeshua. And that's why you have the Hebrew Roots Movement, Christian Identity, Yeshua, the Sacred Name Movement, to get people on that track to say, not Jesus, we want his real Hebrew name. That's because it's sneaky. They're trying to trick you because the one named Sananda is going to call himself Yeshua and will fool even the very elect if that was possible. Family, get ready for it. On May the 16th, it's what's called the Operation American Spring. So, you know, they're up to something. They need a crisis of some kind. Operation American Spring. Maybe this one today was a test. They want to keep it low key. Maybe today they want to get, and I can guarantee you, facial recognition software to find out who showed up. I can guarantee you that. And they can track every single one that was at that march on the 1st. They'll know exactly who they are and they're underwear sizes. If not sooner, but already done. No, it don't matter how many it is. They've got facial recognition software that's tied into a mainframe computer, an NSA. They got the DNA from the blood samples that they've taken in their military. They have their DNA signature, like energy signature, like a fingerprint. And they'll know who and where they are. They can track them all the time. Family, that's what that was for, apparently. They're closing in. Closing in. But what I see is they're closing in to their own destruction. It is impossible. Impossible for them to win. When have we had a world order ever? We haven't. How many times have they tried? About six or seven times. From Nimrod, Alexander, Napoleon, they've always failed. The New World Order has been hidden in the background, yes. But out public with Satan for lead? No. Because God's in control. When are they going to learn that they're not in control? I had someone tell me, I don't even think I remember how this works. He said, you, Tom Gamble. I said, what? He wrote, said, you don't know who the wheat and tares are. They determined the wheat of the wheat and tares are one set of Jews, and the tares are the Zionist Jews. I said, where are the Gentiles in all this? They're darned and determined. I said, no, it's not correct. I said, the wheat are those except Jesus Christ. Gentiles or Jews don't matter. Those are the both sides. Whoever in the middle takes Jesus Christ as Savior. That's the wheat of the Bible reference. And the tares are not Nephilim, or not Jews that are Zionist. It's none of that. The tares are those, no matter who they are, that rejects Jesus Christ. It's that simple. I mean, this is rampant. They got so many ideas going out there. The false theology is just almost unbelievable. then again, the Bible says that's what's going to happen, does it not? When you see it happen before you, oh, wow. Okay, well, here's what's been before us. Several things I want to talk about now that are just absolutely astounding. Operation American Spring, May 16th. Retired colonel, what's this guy? 1 month away, folks. Colonel Riley, okay, calling upon millions of patriots to march in D.C. to remove Obama, Biden, Reid, McConnell, whatever, Boehner, Pelosi, Attorney General Holder. For my family, these people, Holder and Pelosi and Boehner and McDonald, Biden and Obama, these are throwaways, man. They can throw them away and have them replaced in 48 hours. This is baloney. And, you know, and I don't know if this Colonel Riley understands this or not. Maybe he means well. I don't know. But what they got going on? Three primary phases of the plan. Field millions, as many as 10 million patriots to assemble in a peaceful, nonviolent, physically unarmed. Oh, we got to talk about this. Phase two, at least 1 million of the assembled 10 million to stay in D.C. as long as it takes to see Obama, Biden, Reid, McConnell, removed from office. Phase three, politicians with the principles of the West. Cruz, Dr. Ben Carson, Lee DeMint, Paul, Governor, whatever, Jordan, etc., to comprise a tribunal to convene investigations, recommend appropriate charges against politicians and government employees who violate the Constitution. We don't have a Constitution. How do you get across to these people? They maybe mean well, but we don't have a Constitution. It's non-existent. It's not there. It was rendered null and void in 1938. The Bill of Rights, we don't have one. Because the National Defense Authorization Act, all they got to do is declare a national emergency. And it suspends the Constitution. They don't understand this. All they got to do, yes, I got to talk about this. Gosh. They don't understand the technology that they're running into. You know, they can take all the precautions they want, but people are forgetting that we got 22, probably 30 suicides every doggone day of our veterans are killing themselves because it's being instigated, promulgated, and orchestrated. The suicides aren't happening just because the individual has post-traumatic stress. They're being planned, conducted, voice call technology. Family, all they got to do is when they march, they'll have instigators inside this group. A lot of them. And all they got to do is target Washington, D.C. from satellite with 10 or 11 hertz in that grid square and target that group of folks. And 10 to 11 hertz of ELF transmission. And you got yourself a riot. And they don't know why or how it started. And there's nothing they can do about it. Because that technology affects the body. Now you add the psychotropic drugs. You pop in those microchips. And you got voice-to-skull technology. Man, you got a serious problem. They don't understand this technology. Let's put it to you like this. Think back a couple years ago. The Navy SEAL sniper Kyle was on a range showing a Marine, and Kyle was with another partner of his showing a Marine how to shoot. Now, when you three men out there, they're former veterans, you have a camaraderie that the civilians can't even fathom. And then all of a sudden, this Marine just turns around and assassinates both the SEAL, Kyle, and his partner, kill him right there. And then is able to escape and leave. Family, that was assassination. Now, Kyle wasn't joining the New World Order. He was a good guy. He was a good man. Uh-huh. And so was Pat Tillman. So was Bill Cooper. So was Russo. Nah, you getting the point? And that's assassination. When you have a Marine that kills his family, it's out of nowhere. A Marine goes into an office building and starts blowing people away. It just don't happen just like that. Family, they're hypnotized while they sleep in the REM sleep between 1 to 3 in the morning, thereabouts. They can talk to them by their skull. Look it up right now. Voice to skull technology. Walmart has been perfecting this technology in their advertisement sections of their stores, in a few stores, to test it out. Veterans don't talk about their voices they hear in their skulls, and they talk to each other. Someone walks by, they stop the discussions. Don't want anybody to hear them talk about, well, I heard voices again last night. And they think it themselves going kind of crazy. But it's not. Family, this is technology. It's called voice-to-skull technology, V2K. Look it up. It's there. Hypnotized, all they got to do is hit a keyword, a situation, a color, or something. Somebody can walk up, say a certain keyword, walk away, and it activates. Now, you get 1 million veterans out there that's activated, and they don't know they're going to be activated. Have no idea. You're going to have a problem. I hope they're planning for this, but I bet you they're not. It's that blank look thing going on. And all they need is a word, or even through some kind of voice-to-skull technology in the voice in the head through microwave technology. From this goes back to 1973 and before. This is old technology. They perfected it. I hope this Colonel Riley knows about this. And all they got to do is declare a national emergency. And we're in martial law. And that will suspend the American Constitution. All it takes is a declaration, which they probably already got written out anyway. Well, we're not worried about that because there's not enough police. And what they're forgetting about is the foreign trade zones that China owns America, thanks to Hillary Clinton and all the rest of them out there. They sold land to China. Now, is that something unusual all of a sudden? No, it's not, because in 1789, we were put under a 70-year bank cycle, and we were declared bank. We didn't win the Revolutionary War. We lost that war badly. The history books lie. King George III became Prince of the United States of America Incorporated at the Paris Peace Treaty, 1783. And we had to pay back the loan. I thought we won the war. We had to pay back the loan. Mm-hmm. And we made the losing general, king, become Prince of the United States, and he's a losing king? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, 6 years later, we're put under a 70-year bank cycle, which means the colony of the Americas, that'd be us, still, had to still function, so we needed to have money, because a war broke us. Yeah. So we have to have collateral before you get a loan from the European bankers. The Knights Templar. The Templar, which are Irish, not Jews. The cover is a Rothschild. But the real controllers that controls the Rothschild are Templars. Irish, by the way. And so, well, I'm Irish, so I'm not going to hide it. Because I'm Irish and they're Irish. No, sir. All that's baloney. That family thing, Jesus Christ is over that. It's the Irish that controls the finances behind the scenes, not the Rothschilds. In any case, if you're going to get a loan for 70 years to function, You got to have collateral. What's collateral? They gave them Washington, D.C. That's why your Washington, D.C. is Washington, D.C. and not Washington, Virginia. It doesn't belong to the United States at all. It belongs to District Columbia, separate. That's why. That's the exact reason why. It doesn't belong to us. It's collateral. Seventy years go by. It's time for another war. That's when they set up the Civil War, beginning as soon as 70 years started. They started planning the Civil War. Because they knew at the end of the 70 years, they'd need a reason to put us back under bankruptcy. That's why Lincoln was going to take away the gold standard. And he was supposed to free the slaves, Emancipation Proclamation, set up another project. And then he declared martial law in the Americas. And the Civil War was garnered, orchestrated by the Illuminati. Yeah, putting French on the South, make sure they stayed controlled. And putting the Germans on the North, make sure they stayed controlled. And the Americans could not come together to become a powerhouse. But we needed a war to put us under bankruptcy. But Lincoln got a little bit against them and said, you know, I'm going to do the right thing. Uh-oh. He freed the slaves. Didn't really free them, though. We kept them enslaved until 1960 anyway. But in this land of the free in the Bible Belt, yeah, right. I'm going to back the money with bank greenbacks and coin our own money. Oop, big mistake. So the Freemasons and the Jesuits assassinated Lincoln, put in a Yahoo named Johnson. Puppet boy. Back under bondage. Well, 70-year bank cycle. We need collateral, colony of America. Okay, we'll give you 13 states. That's what they took, and that's what they got, and always have had. 70 years, we need another reason. That'd be the Great Depression was planned in 1910 to take place 20 years later. A lot of things had to happen in between, including a war and the Great Depression planned long after. That was why the Federal Reserve Act was so important. That's why they murdered Lindbergh's baby, because his grandfather was against the Federal Reserve. That's why they killed McKinley, because McKinley was, 1901, was talking against financial controls. That's why they sunk the Titanic in 1912, which was really the Olympic, not the Titanic. And they had the Astors aboard, and the Astors and their lobbying groups were against the Federal Reserve Act. Now, each one of the things I've told you has a history and story behind it. They had to have that Federal Reserve Act, as led by Saint Germain, the fallen angel. I can tell you all this, not bad an eye, because I know it's true. Saint Germain, you'll hear that name again. In Nasara. The boy handles the finances for the satanic realm. But he has no doubt this one named Saint Germain, El Moria, Kathumi, Dajwakul, all these, they're heading straight to hell when the time comes and there's nothing they can do about it. But in the meantime, they're going to cause a lot of hell and havoc, placate the American public and the world with the financial reset. Anyway, need collateral for this third bank cycle. That collateral was every American citizen. We became pledged as collateral. That's what the birth certificate's all about. In capital letters, you all are listed corporations, dummy corporations, traded on the stock market for the IMF. As soon as you're born, you start crying, you got your little footsies put on a birth certificate. In capital letters, that birth certificate's on its way to the IMF. You are collateral in the loan. That's why you're corporations and you have to pay income tax. Yeah, buddy. And then 1950s, we come out sometime there with a serial number. Oh, I'm sorry. A Social Security number, they call it. And we give you pittance of Social Security. Oh, it's to help you. So quit arguing about it. And they say, and on that day you're born, because you're a born slave, doesn't matter what color skin you are, you're bonded for $1 million. And that money finds itself up to Switzerland in a treasury account played up in Switzerland, not in American dollars. The day you're born, that birth certificate is equal to $1 million. Colonel Mandel House and Woodrow Wilson cooked this up. I got the direct quote from them, from Woodrow Wilson's diary. It's the biggest fraud ever put on American people. So the day you're born, and ever since then, you're bonded for $1 million that collects interest that they're supposed to use to pay off your loans and debt because you're a slave. It's always been there. It's estimated that baby boomers, 60 years old, 65, has had it, are estimated to be worth about $350 million. And you know that people were learning to draw off on that, paying off their houses and cars, accepted for value, it's called, in 2006. They killed, murdered one of the leading lecturers about this in 2010-11 time frame. And they had to slow down because people were catching on to the remedy to get their money to pay off their heads, houses and everything. You're debt slaves. Now, listen. 1929. 70 years. What's 70 years? 1999. World War III and the New World Order was planned to take place in December 31st, 1999. That was the end of the three bank cycles. Three 70-year bank cycles. No more collateral. But they didn't achieve their New World Order as planned. The World Trade Center was built, dedicated, started in Masonic dedication, September 11th, 1966. That World Trade Center, when it was put in the cornerstone by Masonic ceremony, September 11th, 1966, was built to come down and be destroyed. Had to open up a major portal. Had a lot to be doing with the Druid worship, the open up of a portal by human sacrifice. It wasn't Jews, it wasn't Islam, Muslims, it was Freemasonry at the highest level, Druid, satanic worship, built those towers with the intention of the towers of Boaz and Jachin to come down in human sacrifice. That was the purpose of World Trade Center. A lot of the force, I train security there, by the way. Every year I work for the State Department. As a subcontractor to train security personnel at the World Trade Center. And a lot of those floors were empty of nothing. So where's all the furniture? Nothing there. They were built to come down. The Pentagon, the cornerstone by Masonic ceremony, was laid September 11th, 1941. This is what's going on. Human sacrifices, fire, destruction, and death opens up portals allowing the fallen angels to come into this realm. That's what it's all about, alchemy. Total evil. Well, here's my point, finally, is that when they did not achieve their New World Order, and that's when Putin was supposed to launch an attack, a fake. That's when Alex Jones, this guy, started ranting and raving about attack by Putin in December 31st, 1999. I've played it before, and Bill Cooper's played it also. I was in Kosovo, November 1999, and there was no such thing going on. And yet, here in America, you had an incredible ranting and raving by this one named Alex Jones that was lying through his teeth about Putin launching an attack, Heinz being shot down everywhere, nuclear facilities being closed in America. That was a lie. Because I know, I was friends with Russian intelligence then. I worked for OSCE, the same ones that got captured by Ukraine. I was working for OSCE there in Kosovo on the border. The conflict in 1999. In November, December, January, February, all the way up to 2004, I was there. I was friends with Russian intelligence for my region, in Kamenitsa. And I was on the border there, and there was nothing like that going on. That's a lie. Wesley Clark, Powderpuff Clark, Rhodes Scholar, Illuminati, liar. But they'll tell you part truth, because they have to. Wesley Clark may be the VP with Hillary Clinton. Wouldn't that be a hoot? Anyway, he was supposed to start World War III trigger in Kosovo, June 1999. Look it up right now. Wesley Clark, the man who tried to start World War III, and what saved it from happening was General Michael Jackson of the Brits, who refused an order coming from Wesley Powderpuff Clark to intervene against the Russians that was taking the Pristina airport to intercept them. Michael Jackson refused to do it because he said, I quote, I'm not starting World War III for you, unquote. Good for Michael Jackson, general of the Brits, to stand up against this horrid general, Clark, Illuminati. You see, it's what's going on. So they weren't able to achieve their world order. So they had to have a stimulus plan. Ergo, there's my point. Foreign trade zones. China saw an opportunity. Italian Illuminati, Breakspear, Aldo Brandini. Some of those are involved with China. China forms a relationship with the American Illuminati. Carter, Clinton. To build bases in the United States and take property. Called the foreign trade zones. Is Ron Paul just unadvised that these exist, or is he part of it since he's a secret society member? Are they all part of it? Of giving away property in America to satisfy the debt that's still being given to us? Because they can't achieve their world order yet? Okay, finally I get to the second point. That the veterans don't realize that the treason from within has Russian Spetsnaz in the thousands and Chinese troops and Belgium troops and Islamic troops that you might find little safe havens in Dearborn, Michigan and Detroit, Michigan. That's why they destroyed Detroit for. You find a stronghold of Arabs up there, and that's where they're keeping the Arab militia, the Arab military up there in Dearborn and Detroit. Aren't you now? Yeah, they are. That's their central part of their operations, is Dearborn and their hideout. Thousands of them. So when they declare martial law and says China owns us anyway, all they got to do is declare a national disaster. Martial law. And see, that's what this Bundy, they're a bunch of liars. Because they're Illuminati. And they're finding out what we're made of here, the real patriots. They're not patriots. And they're showing a weakness of the federal government, which is a false weakness. Because they've showed it on the YouTube and other places. Only 200 feds and we got 30,000 militia. And look at the marches we got. What they're not telling you are the Chinese and Russian troops that's going to come out of the woodwork. In the time they declare martial law, the UN will take over, just like they did in Kosovo, Ukraine, every other place. So they got our troops going overseas to get them out of here, while they bring the Europeans and Chinese here to take care of us, and they're going to destroy, eventually, both Chinese, Russians, and Americans, so the Middle East will be the central focus. I'm telling you what's going to happen. So you Chinese, you're going to lose your families. Russians, you're going to lose your families while you're over here. They're going to kill your families. They're not going to let any minority, any non-Illuminati, have any control. They're going to make you think you're in control, but you're not. Family, this goes back to 1983. It goes back to 1983. Here we go.
Reagan was elected to the presidency, he installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the administration who equated political dissent with treason, and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe the question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the church.
You see, it's nothing new. That was 87, 84, Iowa-Contra affair. They haven't forgotten. Nixon, in his attempt in 72, 74, working with another traitor named General Cushman, was planning a military takeover in 1972, 74, after the assassination of Spiro Agnew. I've got evidence on this. I don't have time to go over it right now. They failed because it never transpired, obviously. But what Nixon did succeed in doing was setting up a basis of dividing the United States into 10 regions with 5 states each and a governor per each region. That's 10 regions, 10 governors. And with their UN and regional administrator assigned to each region to divide the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, which effectively balkanized America. He was ready to do that. The three orders was Executive Order 11647, February the 12th, 1972. And then the following year, Executive Order 11731. And then to control all the departments of government, Nixon had signed Executive Order 11495. When that operation failed, they had to rescind those orders. That's a word for hiding them, like a bunch of cowards. And they rescinded them in 1978, thereabouts. 70s. 10 years later, give or take, they come up with, as you heard, FEMA. Knights of Malta, Oliver North. Reagan, Knights of Malta. You got the point here. Carter, his Global 2000 for depopulation. Mass murder. To continue the NSSM 200 depopulation plan by Alexander Haig and Billy Babe Carter. Another bunch of liars and Luciferians. Absolutely. They're all part of this family. And so, the operation failed to take place. They passed it on. Nixon's plan was passed on into FEMA, absorbed into FEMA transition 2009. You'll find it there. The exact executive order, Division of States, in a FEMA plan transition 2009. It's there. Exactly the same one. They're working behind the scenes. Is this something new? No, it's not new at all. It's just that God is in control. How far back can this go? It can go back about 1932. How about this?
You can roughly locate any community somewhere along a scale running all the way from democracy to despotism. This man makes it his job to study these things.
Well, for one thing, avoid the comfortable idea that the mere form of government can of itself safeguard a nation against despotism.
For big business, despotism was often a useful tool for securing foreign markets and pursuing profits. One of the U.S. Marine Corps' most highly decorated generals, Smedley Darlington Butler, by his own account, helped pacify Mexico for American oil companies, Haiti and Cuba for National City Bank, Nicaragua for the Brown Brothers brokerage, the Dominican Republic for sugar interests, Honduras for U.S. fruit companies, and China.
Now, before I continue this short little video script, know that FDR was one of the biggest traitors we've had in our country. I got a quote directly from him. You'll find it on my website, watchmanforjesus.com. You'll find it in the timeline. And when you go to the timeline on the Microsoft Word document, 200 pages of it, put in the search bar, March 4th, 1939, and you'll hear this quote that will turn your hair white. The real FDR behind closed doors. And that quote represents all the presidents we've ever had, except for the ones that have been assassinated. Of how all of them have been part of this New World Order all along, and part of the secret societies to bring us to a dictatorship. But Darlington Butler did not know about FDR's inside. They were going to catch General Butler in the act if he had actually launched an attack against America as they were planning. Instead, he blew the whistle to Congress about the operation to take over the U.S. government. He wasn't supposed to do that. He fooled them. He was a patriot. He is an honest man. He had won 3 Medal of Honors, which one he turned down. Said, I turned it down. I don't want it because I don't deserve it. This man was a real general, not the fakes they got today. And so, he blew the whistle to Congress to lead American the veterans against the U.S. government. But what they were going to do was catch Butler in the act of forming it, had he had taken the money and started to really do it, and then declare a national emergency. And FDR was going to take over and make a dictatorship, an evil dictatorship of America, and is part of a 6-phase program during World War II. I got direct quote from FDR, so it's a slam dunk. American people, and even Butler, didn't know about this then. So I continue with the video clip beginning now.
More power to you, President
success.
Testing.
This is not to deny the significance of government and politicians, but these are the new high priests.
Okay, all right, family. So, did y'all get that? I got some snafus with my sound here. General Butler was commissioned to take over and actually lead a revolt against the U.S. government. And can someone tell me where you last heard that video, that tape, to let me know about that? This is really odd today. I'm not quite sure what's going on. This is electronics is quite unusual today. I don't know what the dickens is happening here. I got a lot to work on when I get done here, I'll tell you that. So we're back on track. Family, there's nothing unusual about them having a government takeover. They need an excuse to do it. So it's called the dialectic. And they're using the veterans again. And they want to mitigate us. Of that, there's no question. And I just don't know if they understand this. I wonder how this... I've got a system set up here that's kind of jerry-rigged. And, let's see here. Testing. Well, interesting. So you see what's going on with the veterans marching and with all this happening, that they're poking. They're poking along, trying to find out what weaknesses we have, who's going to show up, and so forth. Testing. All right, family. That was one part of what I want to talk about. And if y'all, this is kind of unusual. I apologize for some of the breaks in here, but I'm having a little bit of sound trouble, apparently, and I'm getting people to notify me to let me know this. That's what the beeping is all about. And I'm sure that as soon as I get off today, in about 30 minutes, I'm going to go after it and find out what the problem is with my sound system here all of a sudden. So I'll be repairing that. I find it interesting. Why now? Anyway. So, between now and American Spring, the March and the 16th of May, I don't know. It's getting closer to God time. And I'll tell you another reason why. You've got breaking news, supposedly, and this might deserve some investigation. Breaking news in Israel, will the government succeed in giving away Mount Zion to the Vatican for the cause of peace? The Vatican's already always wanted Jerusalem. It seems that the Netanyahu administration has contacted the head rabbi of the Tomb of David and made such a request. Well, the Vatican has always targeted Jerusalem since the period of time that they created the religion of Islam in the 6th century. And about a couple hundred years later, under the same agenda, passed on 2 centuries, maybe 3, they funded the invading Muslim armies to attack northern Africa. The Vatican made agreement with the kings of the Muslim world to fund their invasion of northern Africa to kill Jews and Christians. You heard me right. Number 2, to take Jerusalem. And number 3, protect Augustinian monks and Roman Catholics. And the invading Muslim armies did a fantastic job of it, too. They did the first two. They invaded northern Africa. They got really good at it, and they took Jerusalem, hence the Dome of the Rock. But problem was, they got a little power lustful, and they said, we want to keep going north. Well, north is Europe. That's where Knights Templar come in, and the Vatican had to stop what they'd started because the Muslims were coming. That was the purpose of the Crusades all along. They were benevolent. They were there to stop what they'd started already. They'd lost control of their funded Muslim religion and funded Muslim invasions to take Jerusalem. And the Arabs, the descendants of Ishmael, that's very significant, did not want to give it up to the Pope. Oops, boo-boo. So the 11 Crusades, it took them to defeat the Muslims that they created anyway. Bea, B-E-A, and Alberto Rivera, Scott Johnson, you got Walter Weiss, Michael Hoggart. Many scholars confirm what I'm saying. In combination, you get this. It's true. We control and designed and created Al-Qaeda. Funded Al-Qaeda? Oh, we created Al-Qaeda. And then funded them. Just like FDR and his cousin Churchill planned Pearl Harbor in the mid-1920s with the Japanese elite. Needed an excuse to start World War II. Oh, I got the evidence for it. End quotes. It's not a problem. You'll see what's going on. This is a reality that they don't want you to know about. It's nothing what they're telling you in the news. Nothing what their history books have told us. Well, they're softening us up. They know if they can get God to pull away from America, they'll have carte blanche. And that's what they're doing now. Homosexual marriage in every state is what they're working on, and they make it federal. Abortion, drugs made legal, prisoners let out of prison, stop the death penalty. All these things are against the Bible. You have to have an administration of justice. And some crimes that the Bible supports a death penalty for man's administration of the law. That's where you get your gods. Men are as gods. What it's talking about are administrators of justice. Your Copelands and Joyce Myers and all these others say that, well, we're all going to be gods. And Brazier, T.D. Jakes, all these guys are saying we're gods in the making. No, we're not. Gods in the Bible they're talking about in the New Testament are those administrators of justice and leaders. Little G, not divine G at all. See what's going on? Well, when they start changing the laws to go against the Bible, now you got a problem. God's not going to let that happen, so he's going to bring judgment on that country. Well, that be us. Drugs made legal reduces your amount of consciousness to allow possession. Marijuana, example. Release felons out of prison. So the laws do not support the Bible for administration of justice. Number three, make an abortion, which is legalized human sacrifice of what it's for. Make it legal to look out. Euthanasia, which is now being worked on in the state of Oregon. People just letting it go. Once it's passed in Oregon, children, they already did it in Belgium. There's like three or four states ready to jump on it. It's in the health care bill that young children can decide, and the parents can't say a word about it, they can decide to euthanize themselves, and you can't say a word about it. That's happening in Oregon. HPV vaccine to be made mandatory. They've tried since 2010. That, what's his name, Governor Perry, the liar, the rest of them. trying to legalize, make it mandatory HPV vaccine. They failed to make that happen. It's specifically to sterilize your boys and young girls. Fact. Now, I talked about this in a radio show on this past week. I've got it uploaded. It's on Thursday, and it's uploaded on my website. It's an hour and a half long. And I am talking about the HPV vaccine as I'm being interviewed by Barbara Mack and a very good station, and I was there. She's a woman of God, and I was humbled that she'd invite me on her program. And I talked for an hour and a half. She also talks, and it set the stage to show you what HPV is really for. That's another depopulation plan. Causes miscarriages. It's to sterilize. It's killed 144 girls. I don't know how many boys. Now, some people I know are sending me some texts to, we're on track here. Now that I've told you this, I laid the groundwork, what I'm getting to tell you now. All this I've told you so far is against the Bible. Well, buckle up. On May the 1st, that'd be yesterday. But back in January, the Satanic Temple announced plans to erect a monument glorifying the Dark Lord on the front lawn of the Oklahoma State House. An Indiegogo campaign was launched with what seemed to be like somewhat a lofty goal of $20,000. But by the time donations ended at $30,000, an artist trained in classic sculpture toiled away in New York, crafting a Baphomet figure sitting beneath a pentagram, flanked by two children, gazing upward in loyalty. It'd be cast in bronze, and the Satanist hope, and eventually displayed in Oklahoma, the belt buckle of the Babel Belt. It has a George Washington kind of setting. It's got a goat head with horns on it. And family, he's got, y'all in the Cub Scouts, remember the Cub Scouts? Where you stick your two fingers up like the peace sign V, but they put them together. Little did I know that Cub Scout sign, I pledge allegiance to the club, whatever, was the sign of the Baphomet. And the Boy Scout sign, with the three fingers up and a little finger covered by the thumb on the right hand, is the sign of the Fleur de Lis, Merovingian bloodline, satanic sign also. Cub Scouts, sign of the Baphomet, right hand up. Boy Scouts, sign of the Fleur de Lis, which is one of the symbols of the Merovingian bloodline, satanic sign. And it's no surprise that the Boy Scouts was formed by the Freemasons. And A. Truat talks about child abuse, sexual abuse in the Boy Scouts, going back to when it's formed and up to today. And I know the royal secret as a 33rd degree Freemason. And the Pentagon operates on this as well in their secret projects. That the royal secret is a sexual abomination, murder or rape or whatever, to open up a portal for that individual that's being initiated to receive a demonic entity by performing sodomy, rape, murder or whatever, allows them to be possessed by a demonic entity, that thereby giving them powers of remote viewing or certain control. That's the big secret. Now they're putting this satanic Baphomet with children. They're looking up at the Baphomet because they're raising the children to receive this new theology called the New Age Movement, secular humanism, atheistic materialism is the religion of the Antichrist. It's not Islam. It's not Christianity. It's not even Roman Catholicism. That will all be destroyed. Even atheism will be destroyed. The statue is direct response to the state's installation of Ten Commandment Monument outside the Capitol in 2012. Family, they're picking up the steam. I might also remind you, now listen, follow me here. They have anagrams. They have rock and roll music with words, and when played backwards, in fact, gives you satanic messages. The name, the script, the syllables of Yahweh, when written out in Hebrew, you read Hebrew backwards. So when you write out the symbol Y something VA, I remember right off the top of my head, and you read it backwards, it's Satan backwards, Yahweh. They're not telling people that. See, the real name of God is Elohe Yahelehe, I am that I am. And Jehovah, it's in the Bible. The only Bible is the King James. And Jesus, but not Yeshua, not Jeshua, and not Yahweh. So spelled backwards, it's Satan. They're not telling you that. Now, the New Age Ascended Master by the name of Sanat Kumara, I have documented, Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, Kumara, is Satan in the New Age name. The Dark Lord is invoked and has been invoked since 1975 by Michael Aquino in ceremony. Sanat, S-A-N-A-T, Kumara, is the New Age name for Satan, Lucifer. Now, you know and I know, those that studied, you know, some of you that haven't, you're not going to like this, but I'm going to tell you anyway. Easter and Christmas are pagan beyond your imagination. So when we worship and do what we do on Easter and Christmas, you're actually worshiping Satan as you do baseball games. The diamond of the baseball game, for example, is the Masonic logo on the field in reference to the pitcher mound is the G. Do the math on that. Doubleday and another one created baseball in the 1800s. It was designed specifically to be a game played around the Masonic logo called baseball. People don't know that. And since Masonic Lodge at the highest level know they worship Lucifer, that means that game and the emotion that goes with it, painting the faces and all that stuff, is a tribute to Lucifer every baseball game. People do not understand this, how important this is, because they absorb that energy of that worship. Now, here's my point. The point is, Christmas being pagan, the birthday of Mithra, you have paganistic symbols like Santa Claus, and you have Santa Claus, you've got the holly, you've got the mistletoe, you've got Yule log, all this. Look it up. It's all part of a Druid worship. It is paganistic, hidden behind a Christian icing on the cake. In reality, it's the birthday of Mithra. Now, here's the other point. We're getting to it. Sanat Kumara, Satan Kumara. Santa Claus, Satan cause. Santa is Satan in symbolism. And what do you have with Santa Claus all the time in drugstore, in department stores and other things? You have children coming to Santa Claus, sitting on his lap in the red and white with the beard and all that. Where's Jesus in all this? Not there. Now, here's my major point. This Baphomet sign is representative of that symbolism. The two children sitting on the lap of Satan, which is the Baphomet in Oklahoma. In this case, they're standing beside him. And there's some other, I saw another statue with him sitting on the lap of the Baphomet. This is how they operate. That should be a shock to you. That should be some indication that we are close. If they can put a Baphomet at the belt buckle of the Bible Belt, so-called Bible Belt, in Oklahoma, we're in some kind of trouble. Add to it the abortions being made legal, the drugs being made legal. Now you got the point. Changing the laws of homosexual marriage. Letting the prisons out. Now you understand how it all mounts up. As it mounts up, Jesus Christ pulls away. God pulls away. And when God pulls away, who fills the vacuum? Satan does. He has more latitude. Oh, boy. We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Because when he pulls away, now this is where the ACLU, the NAACP, ADL, ACLJ, whatever the dickens, it don't mean Tea Party. Man, just name them off. They all are organized under the Illuminati. Do all members know this? No, they don't. It's that onion thing going on. You understand the onion? The layers of the onion don't know what the next layer knows, next layer knows, next layer knows. Some of them think they're doing the right thing. The homosexuals and the pushing this marriage thing thinks they're getting their lust out of the way. Okay, whatever. But what they don't realize is they're being used for a much higher purpose that they have no idea. The Satanists are building this thing, and the peak of it, you need to take a look at this thing. It's unbelievable the advances they're making right now. Family getting around to it. They're coming close to this Baphomet. Graves said, Ten Commandments still stand at state capitol. We're fully willing to place our monument at the capitol, even though the ACLU suit is fought, with the understanding that a judgment against the Ten Commandments will have ramifications for our monument as well, likely resulting in removal of both, he says. The Baphomet, which will stand 7 foot tall, will be a testament to the glory of the angel of the bottomless pit, will be placed directly beside the sculpture, glorifying the laws given to Moses by the Christian God. The idea of the Satanic Monument, setting on government property in Oklahoma, which is like the Bible's belt, Bible Belt, seems a far-fetched, but Greaves said, quote, there has been quite a bit of discussion among legal scholars who recognize how difficult it would actually be for Oklahoma to turn this down. Constitutional law is quite clear on this issue. The states can't discriminate against viewpoints. If they've opened the door for one, they've opened it for all. Is this not what I've been saying all along about when you make HPV vaccine legal in one state, the rest of them are going to jump on it. Enough jump on it, they'll push it through the feds, and the feds will make it mandatory in the country. This is how they operate and work. This is why many legal lawyers, judges, congressmen are Freemasons. They're under obligation. This is why you can challenge a judge, if you're going before a judge, and ask him, is he a Freemason? He's got to lie and say he's not, because if he says he is, you can recuse him and say, ask he be recused, because he's under a blood oath to lie. If I ever go to court, that's the first thing I'm going to do. They can call it whatever they want, but I'm going to say, excuse me, before we get started, I need to ask you, Your Honor, are you a Freemason? And I will do that. if it ever happens. I'm not going to be in the best graces of people, I'm sure of that. But I'm not really here for a popularity contest. Fam, we're coming down to it. Something's getting ready to happen. You all need to know about that. Keep your eyes on that Baphomet in Oklahoma. They're working to put that sucker up. Now, something else I want to talk about that popped up the other day. Excuse me. Sorry about that, family. I'm trying to get the hang of this darn setup I've got here. Sorry about that. gosh. May the 1st, 2014, there's an article came out that reported sexual assaults in the U.S. military jumped 50% last year. The Pentagon said on yesterday, and officials welcomed the spike as a sign that a high-level crackdown has made victims more confident their attackers will be prosecuted. Now, if you're advising your daughter, or now son, because now the homosexuals have come out, which the increase is massive on males in the Marine Corps Army of sexual assaults. Females is just a little bit behind them. Like 12,000, 15,000, it's unbelievable. This is what it's all about anyway. It's what they're doing is weakening the U.S. military forces. Now you know why. For this takeover of the Illuminati in America. They got to weaken our forces. Now, are you going to advise your daughter or son to go in the military now that sexual assaults have increased? No. And they want you to know, so you'll advise them not to. You know, every now and then I catch some series of NCIS on the computer. They have CBS. I saw one NCIS episode about a week ago where one of the major directors of one of their, in their court cases, the scenario of the movie or the series or the episode, excuse me, was that the idea of sexual assault came up during the investigation and all that. And the director in the dialogue of this program said, make sure my daughter don't join the military. I mean, see, they show what they want on the TV and movies that influences people. I talked about that the other day. They put it in series and TV, you see. And this is how they work it. Is that out of the way? Is that crazy? No, it's not. It's exactly how they do it. Well, now we have an increase of 50%. Family, this is Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the jump in reported sexual assaults to 5,061 in 2013 fiscal year from 3,374 from the previous year was unprecedented. They're saying people are more confident that it's being reported now. Well, it doesn't make things better. It just means it's there. It's increasing. It's always been high. Now, here's the deal. The idea goes back of weakening the U.S. military forces to a report sent by Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Let me show you something you're not going to hear too many places. These people are trying to pull a wool over your eyes. The Joint Chief of Staff are secret society members, are traitors to the U.S. government. They're traitors to their own soldiers they administer over. They're secret society members. That's wherein lies their loyalty. Ruth Bader Ginsburg sent a report to the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights, and her, based on her former previous court opinions, stated the federal government should, I'll just read number three, draft women into the military, assign them to combat duty, and affirmative action be applied to the armed forces, and that was the purpose of equalizing the number of men and women. And then the purpose of that was to eliminate a traditional feminine roles. They have done that in June 2013. Leon Panetta lifted the ban of women to frontline units, them knowing very well women side by side with their male counterpart are going to be effective against Russian Spetsnaz and assault on their compound, on their artillery base. A woman's going to fight a Russian Spetsnaz? Are those Joint Chief of Staff that stupid? Now, they can use makeup to get away ugly, but you can't use makeup to stop stupid. Or are they under a blood oath to destroy the U.S. forces for the secret societies to make us a new world order? Is that evil or what? They've done it. They've accomplished this. To put everybody together, lift the ban so now the homosexuals can come out. So male will rape male. Male will rape women. And you'll have a division in our military forces so they cannot fight effectively against the Russians, the Chinese, and those that our own country has invited into our boundaries. Since Carter, Clinton, FDR, the whole doggone lot of them, belonging to secret societies, have been a traitor to the American people. At the highest level, Freemasons, they're not telling you that they worship Lucifer. Not America, they're not loyal, not to their families, but only to Lucifer and their desire to be like gods among people, like Superman. That's what they're told at each level of degree they go up. Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus. That's why they've exacerbated post-traumatic stress against our soldiers in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's why they murdered Pat Tillman, because he was against the war in Iraq, and he was credible. He was loved. He was cared for by people, and he would have listened to him. And the Bush administration could not allow him to come back, because he was against the war in Iraq, and they could not allow him to come back, so they murdered Pat Tillman. They murdered Bill Cooper, murdered Russo. Now you understand what's going on. Family, it's time for praying. It's time to seek the Savior, Jesus Christ. That is the bottom line. The human beings are sorely mistaken. The human beings involved here have no idea what they're up against. They have no clue. We're going to bring back, we're going to arrest Biden and all. There's no arresting anybody. It's to placate. Replace the pot for the kettle. The good ones replace the bad ones, or bad ones replacing bad ones. They're all secret societies. That's my point. It's called the dialectic. You better look within. If you're part of this, you better look within what's really above you and what's really pushing the envelope. Whoa, we come to the end of the program here. Well, I got some work to do between now and 7:30, which is my Bible study. Let y'all know that we're played also in New Jersey, New York, and Pennsylvania by John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, on highpointradio.net. Also, KBLU Radio, Thomas out there, KBLU Radio, Blue Raven Network plays us sometimes simulcast. My website is watchmanforjesus.com, watchmanforjesus.com. And I have my website there, and Watchmen for Jesus Facebook. We're there. And family, there you go. It's that simple. All I'm doing is trying to get the word out to people amid everything else going on. I'm not here whatsoever for personal gain. I'm here strictly to get the word out, and I go about my little busy life. That's it. Challenge what I'm saying. Prove me wrong. Please learn. If you find me wrong, then let me know. I'll fix it with another radio broadcast. I don't care. I want to learn myself the truth. My loyalty is with Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. The King James Bible is the only true word of God, and there's not one human being can prove otherwise on the face of this planet. That's a fact. If they had, they would have by now, 400 years later. They haven't done it yet. And they will only when disclosure happens and the fallen angels take over their disclosure, then will be a change, a paradigm of which this world has never seen before. But we already know who wins. Jesus Christ does at Armageddon, the real Armageddon, not the fake one they got coming up today. Family, you have a good night tonight and know that Jesus Christ has won, but you got to join him. You got to be there, you see. And by repentance, salvation, tonight, 7:30, Bible study. So y'all have a good night, and the great wind, study, research, care for your families. God bless, and good night. This is the Watchman, signing off. Good night, and God bless. Signing off.